Right now, let's welcome in David Litman, the economist from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. We mentioned the story out yesterday from the AP where the governor told an interviewer that she's seen the light. No more taxes. We're done taxing. Except, of course, for those fees that we're going to have to bail out the Department of Natural Resources. The governor still doesn't consider extra payments out of our pockets to government in terms of fees as being taxes. But indeed, I think they really are, aren't they? As long as we're paying, they are taxes. David Litman, what say you? Good morning. Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Good morning, Frank. You're right on. I mean, these politicians, they don't even know how to tell the truth. Their lexicon is completely in an alien land. What's happened is you try to avoid a fee, and you go to jail. I mean, if that isn't a tax or a tax equivalent, I don't know what is. I don't think they've ever had any public finance. That's the problem. They're undisciplined. And to prove it, the governor doesn't even understand, along with most of the legislature on both sides of the aisle, that it's the spending that is the tax. Spending in Michigan went up by more than 7%. That's their bare-bones budget, Frank. Now, does that sound right to any of the citizens of Michigan? Who among us saw a 7% increase in our budgets to go out and spend? If that's their definition of a bare-bones budget, I don't think the state has a chance in the competition of the world.
Well, they continue to tell us that they've cut, and cut billions of dollars over the past.
As we used to say in Missouri, show me. It's as simple as that. Put up or shut up. And the Mackinac Center, for one, has shown them over the past 10 to 20 years, $1 billion to $2 billion in, and continues to show, over $2 billion in savings for the state. But the state is unwilling to ask the governor, you know, which of these proposals do you plan among the dozens that the Mackinac Center has shown for all these years? Prevailing wage, the defined benefits of the state employees and school workers. Where is their commitment to even look? And I don't mean just the governor. I mean the Republicans as well. Which of these are they going to adopt? What about a part-time legislature? Where's the $60 million of cuts that come from that, like 41 other states?
Well, she has said there's got to be, and I quote, there's got to be some creative partnering with the private sector.
There doesn't have to be partnering. There has to be get out of the way, government, because you're ruining the private sector. The small businesses, Frank, that have come to me and told me where they're moving, Nevada, North Carolina. I got those calls just last week. These are people who want to do business. They're entrepreneurial. They're used to it. They know what finances are. They know what it is to meet a budget and to hire people. It's the jobs that are leaving the state, and that's going to leave the tax base for this fiscal year even more in distress. So what's the governor? Oh, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. We have to have the extra revenues for the kids and for the children and for the school. What they mean is for the unions.
But David, the governor also says, look, we're trying to revive Michigan's economy by bringing in alternative energy firms to the state, and we're going to create
who's
a whole
we?
New...
Yeah, you have to ask her, who's we?
Well, she says the state is going to do it.
Yeah, the state, the taxpayer. That means you're taxing one to and put them out of business to foster the ones that they want here.